I'm Harley Carnes. Gay marriage, the latest hot-button political issue of the presidential race.
Pro-same-sex marriage comments by Vice President Biden and now Education Secretary Arne Duncan put the spotlight on a major social issue just as the early stages of campaign 2012 heat up. They're at odds with President Obama's public view on the issue heard here in 2010.
My feelings about this are constantly evolving. I struggle with this.
The Obama campaign downplays any notion of an internal debate on the issue. On Twitter, senior advisor David Axelrod said the vice president and the president agree that all married couples should have exactly the same legal rights. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
The White House says no, it won't release al-Qaeda prisoners at the threat by the terrorist group to execute an American captured in Pakistan 9 months ago. 70-year-old Warren Weinstein's video was posted online by al-Qaeda.
My life is in your hands, Mr. President. If you accept the demands, I live. If you don't accept the demands, then I die.
The White House says it condemns his kidnapping and will work to get him released. Abbott Laboratories has settled in court with 45 states and the federal government over the illegal off-label marketing of the drug Depakote used to prevent seizures. $1.5 billion.
Abbott's misconduct exposed elderly nursing home residents and schizophrenia patients to serious side effects from a drug that was not proven effective at a cost of hundreds of millions of dollars to government health care programs.
Tim Hafey, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Columbia. The new Fortune 500 list is out, and ExxonMobil is back on top with Walmart, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, GM, and GE right behind. Andy Serwer is managing editor of the magazine.
There are millions and millions of people who work for these companies. A lot of times we hear a bashing of big companies. But not only are there a lot of people working at these companies, but these are good jobs with benefits and retirement and so forth.
17 million Americans work for the top 500 companies in the country. Economists say the political change to a socialist president in France was already priced into American stock exchanges, and so Greece is what makes investors a bit fidgety. CBS's Alexis Christopher.
While we're not seeing a huge sell-off here in the U.S., we are seeing sort of a lackluster market in light trading, investors really not knowing what to make of these weekend elections in Europe.
Greece is essentially without political leadership after voters rejected the parties that accepted the Eurozone's austerity requirements to get the bailouts. At the moment, there is no ruling coalition in Greece. On Wall Street, the Dow's up a point. The Nasdaq has gained about 10 points. Oil is below $98 a barrel. Blues man Iron Man Burke has died. Michael Burks, recorded for Alligator Records, and the label says he died after collapsing at Hartsfield Airport just back from a European tour and died in an Atlanta hospital. Iron Man Burks, just 54. This is CBS News.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
That means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands.
Yes, so what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of this sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, sir.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get brakes on?
When you bring your vehicle to Ford dealership,
you know the vehicle's being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long.
Now, buy four select name brand tires and get a $100 rebate, plus a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, it does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
$100 rebate can't be combined with other tire manufacturer rebate or offer. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 5/31/12.
The CDC has a new estimate on the growth of America's waistlines. No end in sight, evidently.
There will be about 32 million obese adults in the United States by the year 2030. That, according to the CDC's Dr. Eric Finkelstein.
For severe obesity prevalence, which is people who are roughly 80 pounds or more overweight, we're predicting an increase of more than double.
And the cost associated with all this extra weight, $550 billion between now and 2030. Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
The details may or may not be made public, but the word is supermodel Linda Evangelista and her billionaire Henri Pinault have worked out a settlement of their child support fight out of court to be given to the judge tomorrow. Pinault and Evangelista dated for about 4 months. She says it takes at least $46,000 a month to care for their five-year-old son. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rome here with Fiona, a service advisor at Ford. You know what this is? Go ahead, Fiona, tell them.
$100 bill.
Ford is having some sort of big tire event. What are you guys calling it?
The big tire event.
Well, there it is. You've got all kinds of brands, and there's a $100 rebate?
Yes, there is.
Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate. That's on top of the low-price tire guarantee.
It's a big event.
It's enormous?
It is.
Ginormous?
Ginormous.
Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer. Visit FordOwner.com for rebate details. They're 531-12.
I just thought I'd enjoy Bonnie Raitt. Is that good? Hi, it's Monday. You're Bill Becker. Hey, we had the super duper moon that happened over the weekend and stuff, so we're going to have moon songs today. I have some great super duper moon songs, so that's what we're going to do. Then we have guests coming in today. We have Mike Bush from Botanical Gardens. We have his intern, and her name is Ari. I don't know her last name. And then they're coming because there's all kinds of things going on at Botanical Gardens. I mean, it's like, holy cow. Hope your weekend was good. Hope your Cinco de Mayo went swell. What else happened this weekend? Kentucky Derby.
I'll have another.
He did. He had another win. That's pretty cool. So that's it. And then they had the guy that, you know, came up with $100,000. He bets cash every year. Has $100,000 in a briefcase. And then he betted on, I forget, some horse that, you know, glue factory job. Anyway, that's the way that was. Okay, other things that are going on. I'll think of it. I'll think of it eventually. Now, here's the thing that's going on. There's a big deal in the news today, and that is that the Obama administration is stating that they support gay marriage. Now, here's what they say. It's if you say we support gay marriage and you stop, then I believe that you support gay marriage. If you then add, because people should have equal rights and benefits, that's not supporting gay marriage. That's like, you know, well, here's why. There's not a why. People should just be able to get married that want to get married to each other, I would think. That's sort of like saying I support medical marijuana, but only for patients in the late stages of lung cancer.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Go, Mo. Mo barbecue, please.
Mo ribs, Mo chicken, Mo pork, Mo beef, Mo burgers, Mo onion rings, Mo potato chips, Mo beans, Mo fried green tomatoes.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo slaw, Mo tater salad, Mo house salad, Mo Cobb salad, Mo Caesar salad, and Mo's Calypso salad. Mo sodas, Mo brewskis, Mo lemonade, Mo iced tea.
Mo barbecue, please.
At Osus in Monterey and San Luis Obispo and Pismo, it's the bomb. Pomeroy's most bodacious beach barbecue, babies.
Mo barbecue, please.
For three decades now, slow roasted coffee has been waking up the Central Coast. Most of you already know that your local grocery stores carry slow roasted coffee, but I'll bet you didn't know that you can now shop directly at Slow Roasted Coffee's warehouse in Los Osos. That's right, walk in the door and you might smell the beans a roasting. When you shop at Slow Roasted Coffee, you'll find an expanded variety of coffee choices. And when you buy a 10-pound bag of your favorite coffee blend, you'll save an additional 10%. One more good thing, you'll receive two free samples with your order. So come on by and see for yourself where Slow Roasted Coffee comes from. You can shop weekdays from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just give them a call in advance, please. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. And they'll have your order waiting for you. Find Slow Roasted Coffee in Los Osos at 1172 Los Olivos Avenue near Fairchild. Slow Roasted Coffee, a tradition that tastes great.
It's right behind Vons, next block down from Vons. And actually, you can go through Vons parking lot and then down the side alley, and you're there. And you're not only going to smell the coffee roasted, you will smell coffee. You go to Slow Roasted Coffee, it's a roasting place, you're going to smell coffee. Trust me, you're going to smell it. I mean, you're really going to smell coffee, and you're going to like it. That's the thing that's really cool about it. All right, let's move on. Our flashback in history, according to the Tribune, is our highlight was on May 7th in 1812 when English poet Robert Browning was born in London. On this date, 1915, nearly 1,200 people died when a German torpedo sank the British liner RMS Lusitania off the Irish coast, which is probably more of a highlight in history than Robert Browning, to tell you the truth. 1945, Germany signed an unconditional surrender at Allied headquarters in Reims, France, ending its role in World War II. Probably a highlight there. 1963, the United States launched the Telstar 2 communications satellite. But see, we already launched Telstar 1, so that didn't go. 1975, President Gerald R. Ford formally declared an end to the Vietnam era in Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon. The Viet Cong celebrated its takeover. In 1984, a $180 million out-of-court settlement was announced in the Agent Orange class action suit brought by Vietnam vets who charged that they had suffered from exposure to defoliant. And sometimes, you know, there's some of us look like Cheetos when we were over there. Okay, but so far I'm fine. Our birthdays, singer-songwriter Bill Danoff is 66, rock musician Bill Kreutzmann is 66, movie writer-director Amy Heckerling is 60, singer Eagle Eye Cherry is 41, actor Brecken Mayer is 38. And can I say this? I don't know who any of those people are, not a single one, but I know that if you're having a birthday, I want you to have a happy one if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
CalCoastNews.com, your news station, right here with Bill Benica. And I got the scoop for you. Now, here's what I would think the highlight of the weekend would be, as far as the, I could be wrong, the highlight should be is the fact that trustees could make Cal Poly for the rich and out-of-staters. That's what they're thinking of calling a charter university. And this is where they would raise the fees high enough to pay for itself, and then they'd have a lot of out-of-staters because they pay more in money anyway. They'd have extra. So then if you're just an average Joe that grew up in San Luis Obispo and you have to work to get through college and everything, forget it. That's what they're considering. It's not a done deal or anything, but it's on the agenda. So two schools are going to do it with Cal Poly and then somebody else is what they're thinking about. Might as well do Cal Poly Pomona. Anyway, that's big news, and I hope that they don't do that to you. I'm not going back, so it's not my problem, but I feel for others. Okay, here's what else is going on today in CalCoast News. I noticed the computer didn't get any faster while I was gone for the weekend, which is really too bad. You know, it's just something I'd like to see. But it never happens. Napomo Water Pipeline vote closes on Wednesday. So, you know, this is a big to-do down there in Napomo. Should we take the water from Santa Maria? Should we not take the water? Voting on whether or not Napomo should pay about $29.8 million for a supplemental water pipeline from Santa Maria is scheduled to end on Wednesday morning. About half of the ballots, 4,006, have been received by the assessment district. Or because the ballots are weighted according to the assessment of each property, more than 50% of actual voters have not been turned in. Two large block vote holders, Shea Homes and Woodlands Ventures, have already agreed to vote in favor of the pipeline that is slated to bring 2,500 acre-feet of water to the Mesa from Santa Maria. That's not a surprise, I don't think. Of the anticipated $29.8 million in cost, $2.3 million would come from a state grant, $6 million would be paid for by the Pomo Community Services District, and property owners would be responsible for the remaining $21.6 million, which would be covered by issuing bonds. Property owners will give the choice of paying up front in a lump sum or spreading their payments over 30 years. Opponents dispute the claims of seawater intrusion. In addition, they argue that they are pulling the water from their own basin, but from another straw, because the Pomo Basin is part of a larger Santa Maria groundwater basin, and so they're actually already taking their water now. Officials from the Pomo Community Service District plan to announce the results of the vote at a special meeting set for 3 p.m. on Thursday, so that's when we'll know what's going on, as they drill sideways, you know, and get the goods. Yeah, we didn't know they were clever. All right, other things are going on. Weyrich Holdings sold a large vineyard inn built by Past Rebels millionaire David Weyrich and what was once the Martin and Weyrich Winery have been sold to a Chinese investment group. So Weyrich lost Villa Toscana, which had become the centerpiece of his local holdings, to a foreign lender in 2010. It's been closed since then. Picturesque Villa Toscana has quickly become the premier location for high-end weddings and other events, but as Weyrich's fortune dwindled because of bad investments and robust spending habits, complaints from inn employees regarding bounced paychecks began to surface. Then, couples who had made reservations for 2010 weddings were informed that their deposits, in some cases as much as 10 grand, were not going to be returned. How special is that? Weyrich received his investment capital in 1980 when he sold Martin Media for $610 million, a company previously owned by father-in-law Edward Martin. The proceeds were divided up between the family members and investors. And then he took his money and screwed it all up. So that's what happened there. The Chinese, what is it, Chinese? Yeah, there's another story about the Chinese doing something somewhere, some place, some doing something. I forget what it is. I'll have to find it. Okay. Oh, I know what it was. There's a big story about everybody in the whole world's trying to invest in China. And so during the Kentucky Derby, they were advertised. It was sponsored by Yum Foods, which owns Colonel Sanders, Taco Bell. Colonel Sanders talking about Pizza Hut. So they kept talking about, you know, trying to get into China. I don't know why they want to tell us that. But I paid a lot of attention to it anyway. All right, San Luis Obispo armed bank robbery here. FBI investigators and San Luis police officers are investigating the Thursday robbery of the Golden Credit Union on Foothill Boulevard. Okay, we already know that. I don't think I need to share that with you. We sort of knew that. Of course they are. They don't let them just go by, you know. Okay. Yeah, well, we didn't need that money anyway. All right. I have one other thing I want to share. Now there's green colors that are coming up. I don't know what that's about. All right, here we go. This is the election thing going on. You know, we got the big supervisory district thing happening third and fifth, and so you know, you ask yourself what's going on with that. Well, in an apparent attempt to keep Adam Hill seat as third district San Luis Obispo County supervisor, several supporters allegedly used unethical methods to vote multiple times in a New Times poll. The weekly poll questions ask which of these candidates for Slo County Supervisor has your vote, and included 3rd District candidates Adam Hill and Ed Waggy, and 5th District candidates Debbie Arnold and Jim Patterson. On April 28th, Waggy took a small lead over Hill with about 150 votes in. Democratic Central Committee responded by sending an email to members explaining how to manipulate the vote by cleaning cookies and voting repeatedly. Shortly afterwards, it appeared someone was using an automatic program from about 8:30 p.m. until midnight. Approximately 3 votes a minute were made in favor of Hill. So that, in the end, 86% of those votes, roughly 5,396, went to Hill, with the other 3 candidates receiving between 4% to 5% of the votes. In Tuesday's New Times, the shredder wrote that its guy discovered that the votes were made from just 3 IP addresses. So there you go. They got the scoop on that deal right there. And that's what's happening at CalCoastNews.com right now. Don't forget, check 24/7 all the time. New news comes up, and you can read about it. And then in the upper right-hand corner says Talk is Cheap. You can click on there, and we are streaming KYNS 24/7, so you can get involved.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Wow. Okay, let's see if I can get rid of some of this stuff here. I guess it's confusing me. Okay. We're there. Okay, other things in the news. And here they have, at the very end of the news, they have the story about Linda Evangelista, who I didn't know who. I knew she looked like she was maybe a model, and she was. But anyway, so she married a billionaire guy. She married a billionaire. It was her husband. She has a billionaire French husband, but she was married to another dude and who's a billionaire. And then so what happened is she's very apparently involved with billionaires. I think she's pretty smart about that, you know what I'm saying? Okay, as long as you're going to be an attractive model, you might be a supermodel, you might as well end up with a super bank account somewhere. Okay, so she's done that. But anyway, so she dated this dude for about, 4 months? And managed to get pregnant in that time, perhaps purposely, I don't know. But anyway, so she wants $46,000 a month, and now they've settled out of court, because this was, they were in court in L.A., or New York. It was in New York. They're in court in New York. And so the $46,000 a month she wants for her 5-year-old son, and that includes a full-time nanny, a full-time chauffeur, and bodyguards. I don't think this mother ever took her son to soccer practice, you know what I'm saying? Not your soccer mom type. It's a lot of dough. All right. That's a lot of dough. Now, other things are happening that are pretty exciting in the news. You have Chen Gong Chen, you know, and we talked about this. And so he started, he was really screwing the whole deal up. Then it looks like the play may be, now this it's not guaranteed at this point, but the play may be exactly what Steve in the North County said. He said, you know, they'll just ship him off and say he's a pain in the butt and we'll exile him to the United States, you know, and the family. The longer it takes, the worse I feel about it, but it looks like it's headed that direction. So that's interesting because it unfolded really weird because the dude, you know, said, well, I'm leaving the embassy and going home playing hopscotch. So that didn't work. All right, so things are better now, perhaps. Now you have this other guy. U.S. hostage urges Obama to meet al-Qaeda demands, and this is this guy. Let me get his name for you. I'm sorry. Weinstein. What's his first name, for God's sake? Oh, Warren. Warren Weinstein. He's 70 years old. So he's kidnapped al-Qaeda, and they want him to do, al-Qaeda wants them to do everything, or forgive, you know, let everybody go that's in Guantanamo, forgive everybody that's going to court for anything. You know, the idiotic stuff. That's never going to happen. So he says, if my life's in your hands, Mr. President, Weinstein said in a video, if you accept their demands, I live. If you don't accept the demands, then I die. And we know how he'll die, and we know it'll be very ugly, and we also at this point know it will happen. So that's pretty scary. Unless, I don't know, maybe we get a Navy SEAL job going on. SEAL Team 6, what are you doing? Are you ready to go in? Okay. So we'll see. But that's kind of a too-bad story right there for sure. All right. Michael Phelps, you might have heard, was on 60 Minutes, is going to hang up his Speedo after the Olympics this year. And he said that's it. He's hoping to get some more medals, and that's it. But that's it right there. And then he says, Phelps told Anderson Cooper in an interview over at 60 Minutes Sunday that it took some time to get back in training for London. And then, here was a weird thing. His coach, Bob Bowman, said he wasn't sure Phelps would even get to the Olympics after a series of paparazzi photos showed the Olympic golden boys partying and Phelps slacked Pratt and practicing. Everything was up in the air. Now, here was a letter to the editor today. Let me just read this here real quick. It was a short letter. Oh, no, that's not it. Well, maybe I'm crazy. I'm sure it was in here. Well, anyway, the point of the letter was basically that they were like Michael Phelps. Oh, here it is. This is the letter from, they had a letter to the editors from Shell Beach Elementary School. Here's what one of the kids in Shell Beach Elementary School said. Why do some role models let us down? Don't they know that we look up to them? Like the 2008 gold medalist swimmer Michael Phelps. So many people were upset that he was caught using drugs. Why do people have to do something stupid and mess it all up? I know younger kids in my school look up to me and all the other sixth graders. They look up to us because we're older and we act differently from them. We've set a good example. So that's what he's saying, shape up. But here's the thing. I don't know. Can I be honest with you? Maybe they revealed all this stuff about Michael Phelps in 2008 and I just missed it. I mean, he could be a Rhodes Scholar for all I know, or he could just be a Dumbo. I have no idea. You go to a party, though, and you're going to, you know, hit the bong. Everybody now carries cell phones that can now transmit a picture to anything, anywhere in the world. Everybody has them now. So it would seem to me, you know, if you're going to do something that could, you know, actually be kind of a bummer for you if somebody found out, that, you know, you'd want to make sure about that. Because here's a thing. And so this is because of social networking, of course, and all that crazy stuff that people get involved in. Customer says a Best Buy falsely outed him. He said that. And I'll have the story for you someday, sometime. Okay, it just depends on, you know, the computer, of course. By the way, they falsely outed him. Did that.
Recently, students from 31 countries took part in a science test. Top academic performers surprised me. So did the country that came in 17th place. Let's raise the bar and elevate our academic standards. Let's do what's best for our students by investing in our teachers. Let's solve this.
totally not a joke.
Rich Newberry still isn't laughing about a trip to this Aurora Best Buy.
And just go to bad days in my mouth.
Trouble started when he took his cell phone to the store to get it fixed.
They couldn't repair any issues, so they were giving me a new cell phone.
After he left the store, this status message was posted from his mobile Facebook account. He did not send it.
The phone started ringing constantly after that, from ex-spouse to friends.
Rich had accidentally left the account logged in on his old phone. The timing, minutes after he left the store at closing, told him it was a Best Buy employee who posted the message after he left. It prompted calls from family members.
She was like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine. What's going on?" She's like, "Have you read your post?"
Rich filed a complaint with the store and says he was told the employee involved was fired. Best Buy won't confirm that to 7 News, but when we asked, sent us a statement saying, quote, "Each year, every employee of Best Buy is asked to review and sign our code of ethics, which includes details on how they are expected to handle customer information."
Because I thought I'd been humiliated, you know, my reputation has been tarnished.
Rich says he's just tired of having to explain that he is not gay.
I just have to explain it to, you know, certain people that knew me. I haven't been in contact with them. I feel I shouldn't have to do that.
Maybe he's actually the Best Buy.
I don't know. Yeah, so that's what happened there. If they're going to take something to get fixed and all that kind of stuff, they're going to look, they're going to check it out.
They've got to make sure. There you go. So you got to be careful. So right now it's 27, we'll call it 27 after our 12 o'clock. Well, it's going to be hot today, too. It's going to be like boiling in North County, and it's going to be unpleasant everywhere except along the beach. So if you want to go to the beach, it's going to be really, really nice, the beach today. Other than that, you know, it's going to be hot. And you can't, it's not like you can leave the air conditioner running in your car or anything because, you know, gasoline. They're making a big deal out of the fact that gasoline's down 3 cents a gallon. Yip-de-doo. Yip-de-doo. 3 cents a gallon. So if you have a 20-gallon tank, that's all of 60 cents. Wow. Boy, I don't want to spend that one place. Let me tell you about Spencer's Fresh Market, if I may, because we really need to know about Spencer's Fresh Market. And that is so you can plan your day around going to Spencer's because they got great stuff. Let me tell you what. Now don't forget on Monday. On Monday, they have a two-person pizza for $5. That's their special lunch deal, a two-person pizza for $5. Other stuff going on in the bakery still for two more days. 3 for 99 cents, chicken or beef taquitos, Mexican rice or refried beans, $1.99 a pound. You don't have to buy a whole pound. You only just buy a little unit. And you can have yourself a Mexa meal. Beef or chicken chimichangas are 99 cents. Well, you can just have the time of your life there. And Spencer's Fresh Salsa, $2.49. You get some chips, whatnot. All right, and then they have fresh steelhead fillets. They got calamari steaks. They got, I think they're wonderful things. Pork, boneless pork shoulder roast, $1.99 a pound. Here's boneless London broil, boneless pork sirloin chop, Spencer's own cheddar jalapeno, and then Dewey sausage. All of these wonderful things are at Spencer's right there. Mother's Day is coming up, you know, Mother's Day. So you say to yourself, well, maybe I should get a ham, or maybe I should get something. We should have Mom. You don't want Mom to cook it. You know, you got to do it. So you want to get a ham or something like that, or a big roast. And don't forget the roast that they have at holiday time, Easter and Christmas. They you can get those any time. And so they'll either season it for you. They cut all the meat off the bone, and then they season it, and they wrap it all back up so it gets all yummy and yummy. Or you can do it yourself either way. But you can just tell them I need a roast, and I'll whoop it up for you. So they have everything you need. Everything you need to have a great, great meal for Mother's Day. I'm gonna do it that way. And let me tell you some other local fresh veggie things. Fresh jicamas, two pounds for a dollar. Sweet Anjou pears, £2 for a dollar. Mild yellow onions, £5 for a bone. Local fresh cilantro, $3 for $1. And red radishes or green onions are $3 for $1. And fresh red cabbage, $3 for $1. And Jovi fruit rolls are $3 for $1. And here's ripe juicy limes are $10 for $1. $10 for $1 right there. Spencer's Fresh Market, 5 locations on the Central Coast. In Atascadero, Morro Bay, San Luis Obispo, Arroyo Grande, and in Santa Maria, California, the original store. So there you go. And we're going to be joining Mr. Bush and intern Ari here in, after we hear, because we have to do the moon thing, because we had this great moon thing going on here this weekend. So we have to do the moon thing.
Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 moon, 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 blue moon, blue bomb, a 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 dang, a dang, dang, a ding, a dong, a boom, a
boom, a boom, a
dang it, dang, dang, ding it on
blue, 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 blue. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for.
Wow, 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 wow.
And then there suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms would ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Be
dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong, ding, boom. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding it, dong, ding, boom. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon,
blue. Marcells. Hi. So, because I'm celebrating the big moon in the weekend because it's after the moon weekend, but I wasn't here Friday. I couldn't even do Cinco de Mayo, so that's why. All right. With me today right now are Mike Bush, the wait a second. Wait, that wasn't supposed to start. I don't know why it did. Okay. I don't know why that happened to me there. Let me do this so I can make sure it doesn't happen to me again. Hey, sorry, guys. All right, here's the deal. So Mike Bush is with me, who's the director of the Slow Bow Garden, and Ari Chopoulos is an intern. Now, Ari, you're going to have to talk a little bit because I got to find out about you. All right, here we go. So, Ari, are you an interning from, like, Poly?
Yeah, I'm a Cal Poly student, and I'm a communication studies major, so.
Get out of that quick. talk her into anything else, quick. Somebody talk to this young lady. Okay, did you read the thing, the news, Cal Poly might decide that Cal Poly's going to be for rich people. Had you heard about that?
I haven't heard about that.
They did. They're talking about Cal Poly and Wonder School, the CSU system of making that what they call a charter college. And so what they do is, if I know you're already thinking you're paying too much money now,
right,
but you have no idea. They're gonna, you know, this is like gonna be paying for Johns Hopkins, and then they're gonna have a lot of outer staters because they pay more money anyway. That's what they're thinking of doing. Now the board's supposed to get together and talk about it, but anyway, that would really be a bummer. Are you rich?
I wouldn't say that. I'd say my parents work really hard.
Okay, thank you very much. I just was asking because I'm not rich. I know that. All right, Mike, we got things happening, and Ari, I thank you for being here. And I still might ask you another question. But here's the deal. We're going to talk about some great things that are going on, and there's a lot of things going on at the gardens. I have to tell you, I have pages upon pages and pages of stuff going. And so we have two different sales. One is Friday, and one is Saturday. And let's talk about the gardens and the plants and the things.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Mike.
Good to be here.
Always nice to have you, sir.
Great, great. Well, on Friday, we celebrate Public Gardens Day, actually National Public Gardens Day at the Garden. It's right up there along with National Hot Dog Day and some of those other national days,
yeah,
you know, sanctioned by our those who aren't in Washington sort of a thing. And it was promoted by the American Public Gardens Association, which kind of keeps all of us botanical gardens in a loose agreement about life in the gardens.
So we decided
we needed a national day.
Not growing marijuana, the public.
No, sir. And the Public Garden Association decided it would be important to have a national day to be able to show communities the value of their local public garden.
Cool.
And so a lot of gardens do some fun, fancy promotions, have days that day you can get in free to the garden. Well, since our garden is free every day anyway, and such a value to our community that we decided that we needed to be even more creative to bring people to our garden on National Public Gardens Day.
So what are we doing?
Well, what you're going to do is you're going to get up in the morning and go into your own garden at home and cut some flowers. And then you're going to bring those to our botanical garden with a jelly jar or some other recycled kind of jar you may have around the house. And for participating by bringing us flowers in a jar, we're going to give you 15% discount in our gift shop.
Now, what are we doing with the flowers that are in the jar?
Well, what I'm going to do is to have work with our volunteers to put those flowers and jars together into small bouquets and then take them to people who can't come to our garden on National Public Garden
How
Day.
How cool is that?
Well, thank
That's
you.
Really neat.
Thank you.
Very
I think good it's a good idea. Way to connect with the community and still be make it spring where people can't get out so easily.
And the other thing, too, is if you don't have flowers, your neighbor probably does.
Right, so and whether you're on speaking terms with your neighbor or not, you could probably
matter.
Cut
I mean,
early.
That's right. So that's what's going on. So
that's just Friday.
Okay,
right.
So it's Happy Garden Day,
mm-hmm.
And so people can get out, bring some flowers, we'll put them in a jar, some kind of recyclable jar, and then bring them to the botanical garden, and what am I getting 15% off of?
Any purchase you make that day in the gift shop.
Oh, in the gift shop, okay.
Yeah.
So you get 15% off in the gift shop, and then these will go to people that need them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how do you do that? Do you give them to, like, the Meals on Wheels people, or how do you distribute
them? No, we've worked with our closest assisted living center, our own neighbor up there in Morro Bay,
right.
Casa de Flores.
Yeah.
And we're going to take them up to our own neighbor up there. If we have more than that, we'll go further than that.
Cool. All right, Casa de Flores. I've known people there.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Garden Day.
That's National Public Garden Day on Friday.
All right, then Saturday, you think we're just going to slack off, but
no, it's bigger.
These people don't take time off. So now spring plant sale is Saturday, May 12th, the San Luis Obispo Botanical Garden fundraiser from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and so I'll let you tell us what is going on.
Okay, in the past, while the public garden space there in El Chorro Regional Park was open sunrise to sunset like everything else is there in the park, the ball fields, the dog park, the camping and all. Our offices and the Oak Glen Pavilion, where we have art on display now from Art Eco still, that was only open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5, until 6 weeks ago when we decided it was important to open up all the garden 7 days a week.
Oh, cool.
So now you can purchase plants 7 days a week from our gift shop. And, of course, you're going to get 15% off on Friday.
15% off on Friday, right. Is there a discount for old poops like myself?
As long as the old poop is a member.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That makes sense.
And so on Saturday, though, we will have one of our two annual plant sales where we actually don't hold it at our own gift and garden shop. We hold it in the area where they're grown, so it's sort of an opportunity to get a behind-the-scenes tour as well of the propagation and nursery areas at the botanical garden.
Now, this is interesting. I was just reading this here. It says all plants are tax-free to the public because it's a charitable donation, basically?
No, it's because we're giving the tax ourselves to Jerry Brown. We're paying the tax.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we have to pay tax, same as you. And so we're going to pay it for you instead, so it's your 7.75% discount.
Well, I've never asked you this. Is a botanical garden a for-profit garden?
No, sir. It's a private nonprofit garden.
Then why would you have to pay tax at all?
Because that's not part of what happens in California.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's how things are in California. I can tell you that. All right. Another thing I was going to ask you, because it just came to my mind that I didn't a question I hadn't asked you before, and I can't think of what it is. Okay.
Let me help you here with this.
Okay.
One of the things, too, just like because you're a poop head that is going to be a member,
right?
You get to come in at 9 o'clock
on
the plant sale day on Saturday. Because we have free membership, that's one of the benefits of membership that we really can't give our members since we're free every day. So I really look for ways that we can support and show our members how much we appreciate them. So our members will get 15% discount at this plant sale, plus we pay the sales tax, plus they get first shot at all the good stuff
there
at 9
go.
O'clock.
Now, I was going to ask you about two things I have a question about. Art Eco is going on till when?
The 24th of May.
24th of May. Now, you still have some stuff that hasn't been bought?
Yeah, there's some stuff that hasn't been bought.
Okay.
A lot of stuff already has, and it's been a real good show for us.
That's really good. I'm glad to hear
that. And that's all in the garden still. They'll be able to pick it up at the end of the show.
Now, here's the thing I was going to ask you. Are there gardens like ours that charge an admission?
Oh, yes. Hello, Bill.
Really? Well, no. Are there? I don't know what they are.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there are botanical gardens across the country, and I bet 90% of them have an admission fee.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to go to Lotus Land, that's only $35 a piece.
What is Lotus Land?
Lotus Land is a trippy...
Is that Japan?
No. Actually, that's a good guess, though. Yeah. That's down in Santa Barbara County, down in Santa Barbara itself. Santa Barbara Botanic Garden, I don't know what their admission fee is, $6 or $12, somewhere in that range. A lot of gardens charge between $8 and $15.
I've turned around their parking lot. That might be why I turned around.
Well, right there you go.
It's not far from the Mission, huh?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Santa Barbara Botanic Garden. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's very interesting. And we could ask about Bouchard, but they're up in Canada.
Victoria Island, right?
Yeah, so it doesn't count. Yeah. I think I probably paid to get in there years ago. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Canadians like our money. Now there's all kinds of these events. So here's the cool thing. So the spring plant sale is this Saturday, May 12th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you're a member, you get in at 9,
mm-hmm.
And you can get your stuff early and get the best
and cheap.
And so 15% off and stuff in the gift shop, which is really cool.
And of course, the thing to remember is that Mother's Day looms around the corner on Sunday.
Let us remember that Sunday is Mother's Day.
So you can do your shopping right there at the garden on Friday at 15% off, or on Saturday at the plant sale, and make sure Mom gets what she needs.
Boy, you got everything going on here. All right. Okay. So let's do this. Well, wait a minute. I have a tome here of stuff that is happening at the Botanical Garden. So let me see what I get. I got May events. Saturday, May 19th. Saturday, May 19th is the fundraising dinner and live mm-hmm. experience auction. Reserved soon. There are only a few seats left. And it's going to be catered by Chef Jose Dahan of El Vela Restaurant.
Here in town.
Here in town.
I had a donor talk to me today and say she was very pleased to be coming. And when I said that Jose was the chef, she said, "You don't need to tell me more. I'll come."
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. We just reached to make sure our supporters are pleased.
Music by the Dorian Michael Trio. Mm-hmm. And it'll be Halter Ranch Wines.
Yes.
So that's going to be an auction of experiences mm-hmm. and desserts. Not more stuff to collect dirt. Here's dust. Dust.
Right, right.
Yeah, dirt, dust. Here's a tour with weather guru John Lindsay of his meteorological laboratory at Diablo Canyon, a Jeep tour to the weather station and picnic lunch, which would be kind of interesting. John's a real good guy, ex-Navy man, as I am myself.
Do you think they'd let you on the base, though?
Not necessarily, no. Actually, you know what? I did take a tour long, long ago. There was a special tour for, I don't know.
Probably before 9/11, right?
But I was invited for some reason. And you had to give your Social Security. Oh, this is way back. I think this is before they even licensed the plant. I think it was before it was licensed, because I'm thinking of who invited me. And so she said, "The only thing we need is your Social Security number." I said, "I'm not going to give you my Social Security number."
She said, "We're not letting you in."
No, she just looked at me and said, "Well, why not?" I said, "What do you need it for?" She goes, "Well, I don't know. We're required to ask for it." I said, "Okay, I'll give it to you. I'll go see." So they actually hadn't even put the rods in place yet. So anyway, but John, what a nice man John Lindsay is. And so that's just
yes, he's great.
Itself. He really is.
I get his email every morning, and I like to think he's sending it just to me, but I know it's part of a
e-blast. Actually, I was reading the paper yesterday, the John Lindsay column, and I was thinking to myself, you know what? I don't know why I don't get on his mailing list. I will. So that's what's going to happen there. Behind the scenes tour of Lotus Land and a sunset cruise through the waters of Santa Barbara aboard a 50-foot catamaran. I've been on it. It's fun. Dr. Ping Sao will instruct how to properly debone a chicken, serve a fabulous dinner for eight, and allow guests to inspect his exotic sports car collection. That's
now, Dr.
Fun.
Ping Sao
yeah?
is a plastic surgeon, so you know the deboning is going to be precise.
And scarless. A private tour for 10 people at the gardens of Hearst Castle. Led by historian Victoria Kastner, author of a number of renowned books on heart, On heart what?
Well, you need to print out the rest of the page.
Oh, on heart and the land.
Yeah, you go.
Oh, I did print out the rest of the page. I'm sorry. All right, so it's $125 per person. Proceeds benefit the garden. Reservations are required. Your RSVP at 541-1400, extension 305, or mail volunteer at slowbg.org. All right.
It's going to be a fun time. I like to think that while we certainly need the community support, that our fundraising efforts are both enjoyable and easy to participate in. That's why the idea of an auction of experiences rather than more stuff that most of us don't need.
Now, I just thought of something else I was going to tell you about. And that is that you have we have a lot of music going on too that's coming up at the gardens.
We do.
Let's stay in order though, because we're going to come to the end of the Art Echo display and show,
uh-huh.
and that's going to end on May 29th.
May 24th.
It says 29th here, pal.
Oh, well, see, pal. That's what happens when you get an outdated, incorrect website.
Pandora just sent this to me.
Well, maybe they didn't clue me in.
I know. Okay, May 20. Who is it?
Yeah, right. 4th, I thought.
24th. Okay, yeah. May 24th. All right. Ari, you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
I'm still here.
She's highly amused at two old guys just talking about drivel.
And we drivel quite well, I think. All right, now let's talk about, let's see what else I have after that. Because they may be in order, but they may be the wrong dates and times and stuff. All right.
Well, one of the things that we're doing on the same day as the plant sale is that we're having our Saturday children's education program in the children's garden. We have an education coordinator who's really connected in with the local foods and growing your own food, and really likes to translate that information to families. And this Saturday, the 12th, after the plant sale, she'll be doing the Colors of Nature plant dyes. So she'll make...
here it is right here.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
1 to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. From bright pink, deep green, sunny colors in nature can be used to color your wardrobe, bring something white and made of cotton to jazz up with plant dyes. $5 donations appreciated. Well, that's kind of, kids will love that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you read where Starbucks has stopped using dead beetles in their raspberry-colored desserts and coffees.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they actually, there's some beetle that you grind up, mm-hmm. and it makes mm-hmm. it's a food coloring. But somebody found out and put it on the Internet, they said, okay, we won't use that anymore. But then they have to use red dye.
Funny. Why wouldn't they do that?
I don't know. They use red dye number 3, you know?
Yeah.
That's
right,
not good for
right,
them.
Right. And on the flip side of your little thing is something that's also good for the kids, and it was so good last year and for the preceding several years that we're doing it twice this year, and that's our Kids Mediterranean Adventure Camp. It's a day camp for kids that will be on the second week of July and, again, the second week of August. They get dropped off at 10 o'clock, get picked up at 3, and we have a real opportunity to get kids outside. And
so kids grades 2 through 6,
uh-huh.
and includes a didgeridoo, Australian didgeridoo, African drumming, tree climbing, live animals, art projects, gardening, cooking, hiking, games, and lots more for the kids. And this is really good because when they go to these one of these things, if you're a parent, you know, they wear themselves out, and then they go to bed early, and they don't complain. So that's always a good
And they want to go back the next day because at our garden they have fun.
Cool. Well, they're exposed to some
pretty cool stuff like you just read, but really it's all relevant. And one of the things that I'm trying to make clear is that the garden is where the real stuff is. You can see all this stuff online. You can see great pictures. You can't feel the breeze in your hair. You can't step in a puddle. You can't, you know, smell the fragrance of that flower. You can't touch to see how sharp the edges of this leaf might be that's a succulent. So gardens, along with museums and aquaria and zoos, they're the folks that have the real stuff.
Well, right here, summer June 9th is the summer succotash, succulents.
There you go.
Squishy and unique succulents are fun to grow. Make your own tiny succulent landscape to bring home with you. $5 donation for that. Then the Mediterranean Adventure Camp, which we just mentioned. I'm going to hand that to my my brother-in-law.
Oh, there you go.
Two little ones. And then we got lots of entertainment that's coming to the garden, and we have on Sunday, June 3rd, Hawkeye Herman and Friends.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Are his friends Phil Salazar, Sarah Jane Nelson, and Tom Corbett?
That's correct.
Okay. And what do we know about Hawkeye?
Hawkeye, I don't know. Pandora knows him. She is she's in cahoots with a lot of these entertainers.
Okay, good.
And she's really got us a good group. We've sold out both of our concerts already this year,
right.
The Lawrence Juber Grammy winner. And we sold out Blame Sally. They are hot.
And so we have coming up on, let me get the date here, upcoming events on August 26th at 4 p.m. on the 3 p.m. tour, I'm sure, will be singer-songwriters playing most of the original material in the bluegrass folk style. Winners of Best Country Song and Best Gospel Song are Chris Stewart and Janet Beasley.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be playing. And then on I've seen these people perform, Tingstad and Rumble. Is Sunday, October at 4 p.m. It just says
another
Sunday,
Grammy winner.
It says Sunday, October, and then there's no date here. Under
ah, well, see, 4 p.m.
I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Grammy winners, Eric Tinsdad and Nancy Rowe. And they're they do New Age, and I believe They play for their license. What do you call them? Their contract was Narada. You ever heard of Narada Records?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I think that's who they are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, so that's really cool. And I know I heard them for some reason. Yeah, I played a lot of their stuff before. Mm-hmm, all right, mm-hmm. So that's going on. So there's just a ton of stuff. But let's go backwards and remind you what's going on this Friday and Saturday. On Friday, we got even more stuff. We got the Botanical Engineer on Saturday, May 26th, 4
yeah,
p.m.
What
is that?
Well, it's a short 75-minute play from Espressivo, the theater company here in town, and they're doing a play about botanical engineers. It was written by one of the people in the acting company. It's been adapted. It's got four or five singing numbers with it, and it's sort of a little shop of horrors kind of idea about plants and how they affect people and what's going on. So it'll be in our amphitheater that's in the main garden. On that Saturday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Memorial Day weekend, May 26th.
Now, is there such a thing as a botanical engineer?
Well, you'll have to come and find out.
No, is that the title? I mean, is there a title for somebody that does something botanical that's an engineer?
It's a title that I don't aspire to, but I don't know. Is there one at Cal Poly? Maybe. No, it's not that I've heard. They're doing a lot of engineering with genetics, and they're doing engineering feats in horticulture where there's a lot of irrigation and such. But I don't know as I've ever heard the term botanical engineering.
Now, I have to ask Ari, the intern, this question. Is if you're a major in communications, how'd you get hooked up with this dude?
Only from the fact that he needed it.
That's right.
Well, my roommate actually was volunteering for the botanical garden, and she told me about it. And I'm in contact with Christina Van Wert, who is the coordinator of volunteers over there. And so I've been doing a lot of PR and stuff for the garden, working on their press releases, putting up posters for their concerts. You should actually look around town for these. They'll be all over. So it's been really great. You know, I kind of just found out through a friend, but it's been a really great experience working with them.
How long do you intern?
Right now, I'm just in for spring, but I think we're going to talk about summer, so we'll see.
That's really neat. There was an article today in the news about interns sometimes being taken advantage of in what they're asked to do if there's any remuneration involved. And if you're just a volunteer, there's no remuneration anyway. But it was a strange thing, and I was like, I guess unscrupulous people could use interns in unscrupulous ways, I suppose.
Presidentially, too, apparently.
House pages, I hear, are kind of getting that kind of position. Yeah. Sorry.
No, at our garden, we have only the ability to work with volunteer interns. And I know there are sections of Cal Poly that, rather rightfully so, say to their students that they really recommend that they only take paid internships. So there's both themes of thought out there, because certainly their work has great value. It's simply that our budget does not. And what I hope that we provide for the students is a real workday ethic and opportunity, well, like we're here today, where the rubber meets the road, where right. You know, things are really happening on a scale that's manageable. It's not in the middle of a 20-person, 40-person office, that they can get some real time with people that do the real work.
That's really cool. How long... I do radio interviews. How long have you been at the garden now?
50 weeks.
I was going to say, isn't it just about a year?
Yeah, just about a year.
Okay. I was afraid, though, because, you know, my wife, I'll say, well, it was a year ago or something. She goes, no, Bill, it was five. I'm like, oh, God. I don't keep track of time that well. So, anyway, but I was thinking it was close to a year.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
50
you're
weeks.
Right.
Uh-huh. Are we having a cake form or anything cool?
A what?
A cake.
A cake.
Yeah, when it's a one-year anniversary at the gardens.
I'll have to talk to someone about that. I'm actually a pretty good cook.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd say yes, then.
I'd say give it a go. Put a little cacti on top or whatever.
Yeah, or
a succulent. It doesn't matter.
That's right. It'd be a succulent cake.
Right. Now, anything else you want to tell me about what's going on in the garden?
Well, the gardens themselves are spectacular. I was fortunate to receive the compliment of the previous garden director, Liz Scott Graham, who is still a strong garden supporter. She was at a event we had, another event last week, and she was walking through the garden with her husband. And after she was finished, she walked to me and said, you know, I think the garden's looking better than it has in a long, long time.
That's really nice.
So I think it's worth coming in. And what I want to happen is our garden gets in a good enough state of attractiveness and beauty and interpretation and color that Bill Benica will say to me, you know, I recommend to all my buddies, when they're coming to visit or they're passing through on the one, I recommend they just take a quick pop in there and take a look. It's worth it.
Cool. Absolutely cool. And
we're getting there.
And it's come a long way, baby. So that's really neat. I thank Mike and Ari for being here today. Lots and lots of events, and Pandora may come in and talk more about the entertainment section of this whole thing, but that's, she's welcome to do that, too. So we appreciate you being here. Thanks.
Just right. Like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
When you buy a previously owned vehicle from Rancho Grande Motors, you can feel confident that your automobile purchase will be covered, whether by a written warranty or something even better. You see, our philosophy at Rancho Grande Motors is no worries. You don't even have to ask, because we always tell you everything we know about our vehicles. Our vehicles are top-notched and fully reconditioned. We take pride in the condition of our previously owned cars and trucks. If something goes wrong with your car or truck, we handle it. And they are all priced competitively on the lot and the internet, so you can shop and compare. Come talk to us at Rancho Grande Motors, where you'll always have a peace of mind when it comes to a used car purchase. We're always here for you. We are Rancho Grande Motors. Go to RanchoGrandeMotors.com or stop by for a visit at 1404 Auto Parkway, San Luis. Rancho Grande Motors, a little hard to find, but always easy to deal with.
My name is Ivan Ulz, and when I'm not singing Fire Cuck, I'm the host of the Treasure Ivan Show, a weekly radio program featuring my voluminous collection from the golden age of children's records. From Woody Guthrie to Daffy Duck, I have songs and stories that go back over 75 years. So tune into the Treasure Ivan Show, and don't forget to bring the kids. Saturday afternoon at 1:05, Sunday afternoon at 5:05 on KYNS, 1340 AM, San Luis Obispo.
By the light, to my honey I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon, keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon. Place, park,
scene, dark,
silvery moon is shining through the trees,
cast to
me, you,
sound of kisses floating on the breeze,
act one,
begun,
dialogue, where would you like to spoon,
my cue,
with you,
underneath the silvery moon. By the light of the silvery moon, I want a spoon. To my honey I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon, keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon.
Roses blooming all around the place.
Cast three.
You, me, preacher with a solemn looking face.
Choir sings, bell rings, preacher.
You are wed forevermore.
Act two, all three.
Every night the same encore. By the light.
Not the dark, but the light
of the silvery moon.
Not the sun, but the moon.
I want a spoon.
Not croon, but spoon.
To my honey I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon,
honeymoon, honeymoon.
Keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon. By the silver.
Hartley. Kelly Carnes. A couple of health stories of note, kids and alcohol and kids and candy.
In a study in the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine, underage buyers successfully obtained alcohol on the Internet 45 times out of 100. The researchers stopped counting the number of sites selling it when they reached 5,000. Johns Hopkins youth alcohol marketing expert David Jernigan says the lack of safeguards is disturbing.
This is not just buying laundry soap. This is a product that causes 4,700 deaths per year among people under age 21.
Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
A new study shows kids who watch a lot of television eat a lot of sweets and fast food and sets them up for a lifetime of bad habits. Among them, says Leah Lipsky at the National Institute of Child Health.
We found that increased television viewing was related to increased frequency of eating candy and soda, and it was related to decreased frequency of eating fruit and vegetables, and it was also related to more frequently consuming food at a fast food restaurant and more frequently skipping breakfast.
Health experts say every one of those habits is an unhealthy one. The White House says President Obama supports equal rights for lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgender people. As for legalizing marriage, spokesman Jay Carney.
I don't have an update to provide you on the president's position. It is what it was.
The president has said he personally opposes gay marriage, but his position is evolving. On the presidential campaign trail today in Cleveland, Republican Mitt Romney.
Health care costs up. Gasoline costs up. Food prices have gone up. It's harder. Americans in the middle class are feeling squeezed, even if they have a job.
The latest polls show the race is a dead heat. A lawyer for the wealthy woman who gave Democrat former presidential candidate John Edwards' aide more than $750,000 testified today. CBS's Jim Crisula on that.
It strengthens John Edwards' defense. A lawyer for a Virginia multimillionaire testified that he believes the money given by Rachel Bunny Mellon was intended as a gift for Edwards rather than as a campaign contribution as he ran for president in 2008. Some of the money was used to hide Edwards' pregnant mistress.
Attorney Alex Forger says Bunny Mellon told him the money was a gift to Edwards. On Wall Street, the markets were flat, the Dow down about 28 points, NASDAQ up just one.
These elections were supposed to bring some certainty and clarity to the debt situation in Europe, and unfortunately, they've really done just the opposite. Voters are rebelling, putting parties in power that are not supportive of deep budget cuts.
American markets, however, unimpressed with the upheaval in Europe, says CBS's Alexis Christophers. Russian President Vladimir Putin was sworn in today. He says he wants closer ties with the United States, but he also wants firm guarantees that the U.S. missile shield in Europe will not point toward Russia, and he says he won't tolerate any interference in Russian affairs. This is CBS News.
There's no guarantee a penny saved is a penny earned. No guarantee a word to the wise is sufficient. Even with conventional wisdom, guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Abbott Labs has settled a government lawsuit for $1.5 billion for its marketing of an anti-seizure drug called Depakote.
It has been a standard treatment for epilepsy, but starting in 1998, Abbott branched out, marketing Depakote to dementia patients in nursing homes despite strong warnings about safety. U.S. Attorney Tim Hafey accuses Abbott of elder abuse.
This is an elder abuse case. They pushed an ineffective medication to a population particularly vulnerable to the demonstrated side effects of a medication.
As part of its guilty plea on criminal charges, Abbott will be on probation for 5 years. Stephanie Lambidakis, CBS News, the Justice Department.
The strategic pact signed just last week by President Obama during his secretive trip to Afghanistan may already be in some trouble. Afghan President Hamid Karzai said today the agreement is at risk of being meaningless if Afghans don't feel safe. He's referring to civilian casualties from NATO operations. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people in the right place all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Students from 31 countries took part in a science test. The top academic performers surprised some people. So did the country that came in 17th place. Let's raise the bar and elevate our academic standards. Let's do what's best for our students by investing in our teachers. Let's solve this.
It's a mugshot with a message. With God on her forehead, Jamie Calloway joins the ranks of men in mugshots with tattoos proclaiming them genius or reject.
That's what I like about it. It looks like an actual stamp. It doesn't look like he just went with the word reject.
Made himself look like a rejected mortgage application, says the website The Smoking Gun. Editors there are mugshot connoisseurs. They even appreciate the F word.
It's simple. It says what it needs to say, and guarantees you probably limited employment if you ever get out of jail.
They've compiled tattoos ranging from a toe tag to a gun in the waistband. Jesse Thornhill's mugshot even showed off implanted horns, along with piercings and tattoos.
I'm a bit of an oddball, I'll give you that.
But the Smoking Gun guys are looking for more in a mugshot.
I want a message. I want somebody to be saying something.
For instance, this father and son duo.
Father went with Get Her Done, and son went with Psycho.
But the son can blink a not-so-subtle code.
Too bad his eyes are open in the mugshot, because if they were closed...
He has the word you tattooed on his eyelids.
This Oregon man was begging for a licking when he turned himself in to serve 60 days for assault.
Lick Me is actually not a tattoo. It was written on his forehead with marker, but it's not exactly what you want to go into jail, written on your forehead either way.
Robert Norton Kennedy was booked for assault, sporting this Bible verse. With God, all things are possible. God loves you. Please forgive me if I say or do anything stupid. 2 months later, he was arrested again and had added a few more Bible verse citations, which brings us back to God. Ohio officials say Jamie Calloway had taken a liking to someone she encountered while previously serving time.
That it was a female corrections officer she was stalking.
For more than a decade, in YouTube postings.
Planet Earth, Milky Way Galaxy.
She called herself the Godologist of Godology. One poster noted that when she looked in the mirror, God would read dog. Well, genius, not quite. Genimo, CNN, New York.
That guy with genius spelled it with a J. Hi, you're Bill Baker, Talking Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network, quarter minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock right now, today on Monday, and it's the 7th, and it's hot out there. And we're trying to stay cool indoors. I hope you are, too. Of course, probably one of those jobs where you can't stop. I've had those. You know, there's no cool about it. You're never going to be cool for a long time. Yeah, it's been there, done that. All right. Other things that are going on in our world. Just crazy stuff. Here was a story. I don't even know why it's even posted here, but here was a thing. This was actually a video that we could put up that says Newt Gingrich somewhat changes his mind about a moon colony. Newt Gingrich is done. We don't care what he thinks. Goodbye. Goodbye, Newt. Goodbye. Take your moon colony with you. Get out of here. All right. Now, other things are happening. We should probably get some stuff that's going on in our world here. Because we got stuff going on. And this is, it says, supervisor races show it's politics as usual. Did we expect something different? September 11th, defendants ignore judge at Guantanamo trial. Yeah, they pretend they don't hear him. Yeah, it's not going to work out real well. But, I don't think they expect it to work out real well. Comedy Awards just happened. They were taped last weekend in New York, and they have a lot of laughs and yuck-em-ups and all that kind of stuff. Robin Williams got the Stand-Up Icon Award. Don Rickles is honored with the Johnny Carson Award for Comedic Excellence, presented by Jon Stewart and Robert De Niro. Rango, the best animated comedy film, French actor and Oscar winner Jean Dujardin is named for the best actor for The Artist. Is that a comedy? NBC Parks and Recreation is chosen as Best Comedy Series. Its star Amy Poehler is named Best Actress, while FX's Louis is the Best Sketch Alternative Comedy Series. Best Club Comic, Hannibal Buress, who I don't know anything about. Sorry, that's what happened at the Comedy Awards. I just want to let you know that right there. And then they have pictures, all these different pictures. They're all over the place in this big moon. Here's a picture right here. It's a bird supermoon, and this is at the Temple of Poseidon in Cape South Union, southeast of Athens, Greece. Did you know the Temple of Poseidon was there? It is. You'd think it'd be near the water, wouldn't you? Anyhow, and they'd show the moon. You know, I mean, it looked like you could throw a rock at it and hit it. That was pretty cool. All right, and then it says this about, it says, dissidents' case unlikely to set precedent. Some fear China will crack down on activists to avoid a repeat of the diplomatic incident. Do you think? There's so many places I'm glad I'm not. Can I tell you the truth? Let alone the places that the guys that are going over to fight in Afghanistan. I mean, I don't want to be there. But I don't want to be in North Korea. I don't want to be in China. Man, that's just lots of countries that are just, they suck. I got perpetual pink slips. 3/4 of teachers who get layoff warnings will still wind up with a job. So it's just, you know, you get the same feeling here on the Central Coast, I have to tell you the truth, and I always hope that these people will find jobs, because it's downright frightening, you know, to see all these people being laid off. Where was the headline here? Layoffs ahead for Grover Beach. City Council discussed which 6 positions will be cut as it aims to cover budget gap. 4 Grover Beach city employees plan to retire. 6 more employees face layoffs as the city officials work to balance the budget. Now, you do know that Grover and Arroyo Grande have joined together for their Chamber of Commerce. They've joined the Chambers of Commerce, I guess I say. And so they're doing that. And then it says here, as state unemployment falls, so will the federal benefits. And I what's his name is feeling our pain, you know, the middle class. First off, what Mr. Romney doesn't realize is the middle class is no longer the middle class. We are less than that now. We'd like to be in the middle class, you know. There was a big article I was reading about, are things better off, were things, I don't know, I think it was Art Magazine or something. Are you better off than you were in the 60s? And most people say, no, I was better off in the 60s. And I have to admit, I wasn't better off in the 60s, I was in the service, but in the early 70s, let's say, you know, for what I could get for the amount of money I made, it was substantially better than I'm doing now, I know that. But hey, that's not everybody, all right? Some people. Some presidential candidates even have lots of dough. The 2 Americans detained and accused of spying after hiking near the Iraq-Iran border 3 years ago expect to marry on Saturday in San Francisco. Why don't you just go back and get married where you got tapped? show some chutzpah. Okay, authorities say the snowboarder bandit suspected in 10 Southern California heists has been arrested. FBI spokeswoman Laura Eimiller said agents took 29-year-old Michael Franks into custody Friday with the help of Orange County Sheriff's Police and deputies. Snowboarder bandit is suspected in heist since December in areas including Irvine, Laguna Hills, Anaheim Hills, and Ladera Ranch. Investigators gave him the nickname because he often wears a knit hat, has a youthful appearance, is unshaven, and wears snowboarding clothes. I think that makes it a good name for him, the snowboarder bandit. Now, today, I have to tell you, I saw something so strange. I'm telling you the truth. You're going to say, Bill, maybe you were just, you know, your eyesight's going, you're getting old, which is true. But here's the thing. This is, I actually have new glasses coming, too, by the way, so I'm hoping for an improvement on some things. All right, we'll see. So the deal is, there was a young man on a bicycle, and it wasn't a backpack. It was too big to be a backpack. You know what it looked like, honest to God? It looked like a parachute. Now, I don't know what trick you'd pull on a bicycle with a parachute, you know, except you'd stop yourself pretty fast. But that's what it looked like to me. It looked like a parachute, but I, you know. And, it, you know, we have, you know, some people that are very strange, of course, and maybe it was a parachute. I don't know. Okay. All right, here's one of the things that's going on right here. They brought out in the paper, and they said, this was yesterday's paper, two executions cost $1.7 million. The last two people we executed in California cost us $1.7 million. So this is why on the ballot they're going to be a thing, do we want to stop the death penalty? We want to stop the death penalty, not because we don't longer believe in the death penalty, but because we no longer afford it. And this a la California's rules for the death penalty, is which we've talked about. You know, there's no end to the end. You know, to seeing the end. It's just there's too much that goes on. It costs that $1.7 million. Now. But this, they're going to have the same problem we have. It's not like California's just being picked on. Connecticut lawmakers, okay, medical pot. Governor Sosa signed the bill, which is described as stricter than California's law. It doesn't matter what it is. The federales are going to jump on your head. And then one of the really weird stories today, well, yesterday, a new ad campaign comparing people who believe in global warming to murderers has foundered. I believe in global warming, do you, with a huge thing of Theodore Kaczynski on it. The billboard, described as one of a series, has sponsored by the Heartland Institute, a libertarian organization based in Chicago. So they were going to put Fidel Castro, Charles Manson, Osama bin Laden, and James J. Lee up there, too. But then people said, you know, that's really stupid. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't really get a message across, you know, and whoever thought it was going to. And then they said, well, okay, well, maybe we were dumb. Because they were. Not hard to figure out, though, is it? And study pinpoints in vitro dangers. Risk of birth defects rises when a specific process is used to create test tube babies. Especially if you use a square tube. Things are not going to come out well. All right, so you got to be careful on that. Other things going on. Let's do this. Let's get back to today. See what today has to say. And I have Calhoun's Callens. I have coming up. We're going to do that today. Right. So here was the Monday's paper. Here's the super show in the night sky. The big old moon is seen from Morro Bay. So that was really cool. Supermajority could come to both houses. Wow. As if it'll matter in California. I don't think it makes a Tinker's Dam in California. I don't know what it is in California. Maybe it'll help. I don't know. Maybe something. Maybe it's a shot. The question is, are they going to get something done, do you think? Or I don't know. If you have a supermajority in both houses, how can you not get something done? Time will tell. George Lindsay died. TV's goober pile. He's 83 years old. And you know what? Jim Nabors did not sing My Old Kentucky Home at the Kentucky Derby. They had a little choir singing it. So is Jim Nabors still alive or did he die? Is he sick? Is he dead? Is he deathly sick? I don't know. And then, of course, the big news over the weekend was Avengers smashed the Potter record for first weekend out, $200.3 million. Now, try to imagine this. The Avengers did $200.3 million. The second place movie this weekend did $8 million. Think like a man. 200 versus 8. Holy cow. And the Three Stooges, let's go down here. $1.8 million versus $200.3 million. Oh, my God. Just absolutely amazing. So it'll be, it's going to, we'll see. The question is going to catch up with Avatar and Titanic, you know, in the billion-dollar category. And I don't know. I'm not going to say I doubt it. Who knows? Because, see, people all over the world like the Avengers. Even though they're, like, quote, American, they wish that maybe they think maybe we actually have those people. And all we actually have is a drone. But there you are. Let's see. Now, this is what's going on in Cambria, which is big news. More water permits on the way? Question mark. Leaders ask for a plan to at least 10 to 15 connections a year if regulators agree. Cambria Service District directors have agreed that they want a plan soon for how they can release a few water service intent to serve letters each year without lifting the moratorium on such connections. The water emergency declaration of Cambria Community Service District put into effect in November 2001 required that a new water source be online before permits could be issued again. A rough plan to release 10 to 15 connections a year could be ready for directors to consider within a month or two, but ultimately need the approval from regulatory agencies and stuff like the Coast Commission. Here's the benefits of the plan. Because you're saying to yourself, what would the benefits of the plan be when Cambria has no water? Well, a controlled release of 10 to 15 water connections a year would stimulate the town's economy with construction jobs and the ripple effects jobs can produce. Fees for the connections, which are to be increased soon, will fund infrastructure repairs and upgrades. Can you imagine what one of these things is going to cost? Oh, man. Revenues from the connections would put the district in a more favorable position, earn the lowest interest rates for any capital project loans. The limited release would allow some of the people on the two-decade-old water list to fulfill their dreams of building homes on their Cambria properties. Any such release of intent to serve letters would be based on analysis of current hard data rather than picking numbers out of the air. But they're not really talking about, he's not really talking about, here's the only number they're showing. 10 additional water connections would require less than 2 acre-feet a year, an acre foot being 325,000 gallons, 325,851 gallons. So it'd be about 2 acre-feet a year, which sounds to me like 650,000 gallons of water. Cambria doesn't have that. Yeah, I sort of see their point, but I don't know. It's a little weird. I used to say, well, this is what they should have done back in 2001. I said what they should do is when people visit Cambria, they pay for their motel and they have to bring a 5-gallon thing of water with them. That's part of what you have to pay to get in a motel in Cambria. Then they built, I couldn't believe it, they built a one of the newish inns along Moonstone Drive. Newish meaning it's around 10 years old. But it was after the 2001 moratorium. They put this motel in, and one of the rooms had a hot tub. Which I thought was like, say what? Okay. Let's see what's going on here. Now, don't forget, I got a couple more moon music. We're playing moon music because of the big moon. All right. Let's do Ann Calhoun's canon. So I'm going to start with Ann and then see if I can get it out of my mouth. It only had been her. Who else in the world? Oh, it says up here it was Ann. A-Y-N. It can only have been her. Who else in the world could have talked a whole country into collectively committing suicide, turned into a heedless, fiddle-playing grasshopper who had no responsibility for the future because water winter would never come? Who could make a whole nation believe that it was so exceptional, so special, so wonderful, so king of the worldish that it didn't need to undertake those annoying chores like taking out the garbage, washing the windows, moving the lawn, mowing the lawn, and paying the mortgage, all of which are part of the adult responsibility required to maintain a civil society? Who could feed the adolescent ego to such a degree that a whole generation of boomers would grow up to become right-wing Irandian Republicans, all convinced that they were John Galt, and it was time to shrug? Ann Rand, that's who, and why not? Hers was the irresistible siren song for every 18-year-old, brooding in his room in the basement, picking at pimples and daydreaming about the cool blonde Dagny Taggart, while mom keep hollering down the stairs that he needs to do his homework, clean up his room, take a shower, and come and take the garbage out. Terrible. Take the garbage out? That's for mooks and losers, for leeches and takers, not for job-creating masters of the universe. And so John Galt was secretly born in the hearts of millions of average Americans, a belief that the benefits they received by living in a civil society, the schools they attended, the roads they were drove on, the public health measures that helped keep them healthy, the regulations and subsidies that kept their food safe, and... Sorry, I didn't flip my paper. And affordable. Everything in this social compact that surrounded them, all paid for by taxes by their hardworking fellow citizens, all of that should be eliminated, deregulated, privatized, profitized, and paid for by the other guy. While they alone could be exempt, would be the special ones answerable only to themselves. Not for them, the taking out of garbage or paying the taxes that kept the schools and roads open so others could also benefit. Heck no. Once he's gotten his, John Galt doesn't do the commons for like everybody else. That is for the moochers and the leeches. Did I say siren song? Crack cocaine is more like it. It was irresistible to the self-centered sociopath 18-year-old mind. Fortunately, most people were able to outgrow Randian sociopathy when they grew up, got a job, and had a family. That's when a world-wiser adult realizes that paying for a civil society actually brings benefits, secures a better future for their kids, and affords vital protections against the brutal way that capitalism often operates in the real world. But a few people never grew out of that mind. Set. Alan Greenspan, the former chairman of the Fed, was one of those lifelong fanboys of Ayn Rand. He was also one of the most powerful financial advisors to all the masters of the universe for years, which gave his Randian worldview extraordinary legitimacy. The Koch brothers are fabulously beneficiaries of extraordinaires, as Congressman Paul Ryan. He's a super fanboy. He requires that his staffers read her, and Interminable Atlas Shrugged. His proposed federal budget is Ann at her chilling best, which is all well and good. In a capitalist consumer society, sociopathy has its special charms and payoffs for a certain few, but here was the most amazing part of the Ann's mind trick. Her few fanboys managed to convince a huge majority of normal adults who knew better that they should repeatedly vote for Master of the Universe policies that would benefit a handful of real John Galt's while hurling all those other useless, contemptible moochers and leechers themselves into the drink. It was a brilliant piece of political jujitsu, all blind, self-destructive noses, scissors, and fearful, misdirected spite on the part of the voters, while the manipulative, sociopathic Randers smiled and would have been so proud. So did it all work out? Look around you at what happens when Atlas shrugs. For the moochers and the underwater mortgage, a looted national treasury, record unemployment, outsourced jobs, busted unions, voter suppression, a crumbling bankrupt commons, a failing health system, a failing school system, and short a system in collapse, a country without a future. And for the masters of the universe, the happy continued master transfer of the nation's wealth, the pup line, with the booming Wall Street casino once again open for business as usual. And why not? Johnny Galt needs a new pair of shoes.
This is Talk is Cheap, the Friends and Neighbors Network, with Bill Benica.
As I'm being followed by a moon shadow, leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, and if I ever lose my hands, lose my plow, lose my land, oh, if I ever lose my hands, oh, yeah, I won't have to work no more. And if I ever lose my eyes, if my colors all run dry, yes, if I ever lose my eyes, oh, yeah, I won't have to cry no more. Yes, I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow, leaping and hopping on a moon shadow. Moon shadow, and if I ever lose my legs, I won't moan and I won't beg. Oh, if I ever lose my legs, oh, I won't have to walk home. And if I ever lose my mouth, all my teeth, north and south. Yes, if I ever lose my mouth, oh, yeah, I won't have to talk.
Did it take long to find me? I ask the faithful light. Oh, did it take long to find me? And are you gonna stay the night?
Moon shadow. That's Cat Stevens, who's now in Al-Qaeda. I know who it is. Anyway, that was him, and now he's done. Moon Shadow. We're doing this because of the moon thing. You know, we had the big old moon, and I thought we should play some moon music today. And so we're going to finish up today with Van Morrison's Moon Dance. I thought I kind of did a little teaser thing there. Let's see what's going on with that. And other things are going on. I want to tell you about Charter because there's some good news going on with Charter, and I want you to know about it, and that is that every business needs to save money, and one smart way to keep costs down is to bundle internet, phone, TV with Charter Business. On average, businesses that switch to Charter Business save over $50 a month. Switch to save on the reliable services that you need. Charter Business Internet is more powerful than slow DSL, so you'll get much more done in a day, and you won't pay extra for security software, customized web and email addresses. With Charter Business Phone, you'll get unlimited long distance and essential business call-in features. You can keep your phone number, and you don't have to buy new equipment. That's an additional savings in itself. Add Charter Business TV to get the channels you want, even in HD. Switching to Charter Business will be one of the smartest business decisions you'll ever make. So take a look at your current bill, see how much you're paying for internet and phone, then call Charter Business at 877-BIZ-BUNDLE or visit businessbundle.com to see how much money your business can save today. There's an idea, Warren. Save some dough. All right. What else do I have up here? What other weird things do I have here? Let me see if I have something I can play. Oh, well, here was the thing. Now, I don't know anything about this novel, 50 Shades of Grey. Have you heard anything about this novel, 50 Shades of Grey? Anyway, so it was yanked from the Brevard County Library because they say it's too naughty. Naughty. Why, as adults in the year 2012, do we, anything that is a little bit randy in it, or, you know, or rowdy, why do we say it's naughty? It's naughty. You know how far back that goes to the idea that something about sex is, oh, Lord. That's scary is what it is. I'm going to tell you that right now. Scary when you click this thing, doesn't it? All right, here it comes. Here it comes. It starts and stops.
Shame, because that's why we live here. You know, freedom of speech, and I don't think there's nothing horrible about this book.
I'm intrigued, and I'm ready to read it with my husband.
But others who've read the provocative novel, E.L. James's 50 Shades of Grey, disagree.
What'd you think of it?
I don't know.
And because of reviews like that, Brevard County Libraries pulled the first of the popular trilogy, saying it doesn't meet their selection criteria. A spokesman for the county says reviews considered the book to be pornographic in nature, and they don't collect porn.
We deserve to have access to these books, whether other people like them or not.
It's a little saucy, you know, and most of us moms that have kids in school, you know, don't really have a life like that.
Doreen Slay is a fan of the book, which is topping bestseller lists across the country.
I have all three books on the bookshelf, hidden behind other books. I'd recommend it. A lot of my friends would not read it.
The book is more than a romance novel with graphic descriptions of sadomasochism. Slay admits while she's a fan, she wouldn't recommend the book to her daughter or even her mother.
Oh, no. No, no. And she'd be mortified if she knew I read it.
While back, say about 50 years, Snow White at Whiten's Heating and Air Conditioning in San Luis Obispo and her friends, the Seven Little Dudes, invented the GPS. They sure did. The GPS, great personal service. Before long, everybody expected their own GPS, but it wasn't guaranteed unless they called Snow Whiten at 781-2574. To this day, when you need great personal service on your heating, air conditioning, refrigeration, or you realize you have mucked up ducts and need help with a healthy air system, call Snow Whiten at 781-2574 and she'll dispatch a text bird, spiggity spot, or even quicker. We needed help yesterday. Whiten's has been front and center since the early 50s, before the really cool cars, before Fidel's beard, or just about the time of I Like Ike buttons. How, you might ask curiously but politely, did Whiten's gain this stellar reputation? Hundreds of satisfied customers spread it by word of mouth, where most words come from. Keep the outside out and the inside in. Call Snow Whiten at 781-2574, and Whiten's GPS with heating, air, and refrigeration will help you live happily ever after. The end.
Hi, I'm Michael, manager of the Natural Foods Co-op in San Luis Obispo. We are a non-corporate, community-owned grocery store that offers a healthy alternative place to shop. At the Natural Foods Co-op, you'll find local organic produce and local pasture-raised meats, as well as organic grocery and bulk items. We have a large supplement section, as well as a bulk herb department with over 250 items. In the 37 years we've been in business, our goal has been to provide high-quality, healthy foods and supplements at the lowest prices possible. We have a friendly, knowledgeable staff that can help you with all your questions. Co-op members enjoy a discount at the register and better prices on special orders. However, we are open to the public and a membership is not required to shop. Come by and check us out at 745 Francis Avenue, right off Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, or give us a call at 544-7928. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7, closed on Sundays. Mention this ad and we'll give you a free t-shirt with your groceries. Natural Foods Co-op of San Luis Obispo. Everyone can shop, anyone can join.
All right. Jim, the sales droid, came in to tell me something that he thought of over the weekend, and then the conversation turned another direction, and now Jim's leaving again without ever telling me what he thought of over the weekend, and he'll probably forget what it was, if he's anything like me, but we'll see. We'll check with him later, see what's going on. Always watch out for the sales droids, though. You got to watch your back with those guys. All right, here we got 20 minutes before the hour of 2 and a hot, 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 hot day, and especially hot in the North County, and then pretty darn warm in San Luis Obispo and the environs, and then at the beach it's really absolutely nice, I think. So that's cool. All right, let me tell you about other things that are going on. Let's do headlines for a minute and see if there's anything that's been... Oh, yeah, Sarkozy's out in France. That's huge. All right. But I haven't heard this guy's name. I haven't heard this guy's name pronounced yet, so I'm not gonna get involved in it until I know. All right, I got his first name, but not his last, so I'm going to wait. This thing, this bunny woman that, you know, gave money to John Edwards, it says Bunny knew about Edwards. I don't think there was, I mean, you're in court, you got to try to, you know, have a defense, but I don't think there was any doubt that we knew that. But as a matter of fact, remember when he got the haircut that cost $75? And so she said, as she handed him thousands upon thousands of dollars, you know, you get any kind of haircut you want. So that she was, you know, we know. All right. I'm behind. I don't know how I got behind. That's not fair. The hikers got married Saturday, not this coming Saturday. They got married Saturday, so there you are there. This one I saw and was kind of surprised at. Drug misbranding has a $1.5 billion fine from Abbott Laboratories. They pleaded guilty and agreed to pay $1.5 billion to resolve its criminal and civil liability arising from the company's unlawful promotion of the prescription drug Depakote. U.S. Justice Department said Monday. The total, the second largest ever by a drug company, includes a criminal fine of $700 million and civil settlements with the states and federal government totaling $800 million. Abbott pleaded guilty to misbranding Depakote by promoting the drug to control agitation and aggression in patients with elderly dementia and to treat schizophrenia when neither use was approved by the FDA. Abbott was subjected to court-supervised probation and reporting obligations for Abbott's CEO and board of directors. Under the law, drug makers' promotional activities must be limited to uses approved by the FDA. Promotion by the manufacturer for off-label uses renders a product misbranded. Let me see if I can find out what the company's was made for. Oh, here it was. The FDA approved Depakote only for epileptic seizures, bipolar mania, and the prevention of migraines. Well, you might as well throw a couple other things in there. What the heck? I guess not. Okay, misbranding.
Yeah, misbranded.
All right. So that's a $1.5 billion, a lot of money. Peter King, who's writes for the Monday Morning Quarterback, he says that Junior Seau's death should be a lesson. And but everybody, you know, when people are going to take the field on Sundays, I guess it's not. Remember, I told you that it's not. What kind of lesson is it? We'll see. We'll see if they play. You know, maybe they won't. I don't know. They just won't play. Maybe they'll just say no. I'm not playing. Okay. Other things are in the news. Headlines. Oh, did you hear about this army guy? He's talking to his wife on Skype from Afghanistan, and all of a sudden he pitches forward dead as a door knocker. She thought she saw a bullet hole in the closet door. I don't know why you'd shoot through the closet door. This is the one thing that made me wonder if that, you know, at first. But I thought, okay, well, maybe somebody made sure they didn't want anybody to know who it was because he was on Skype. I guess his wife could see it. So anyhow, so he pitches forward. That's it. So then the Army investigates, and he's not wounded in any way. They don't know what it is yet. He probably had a heart attack or an aneurysm or something, but he wasn't shot. So there's no foul play in that. I don't know what this means, so I'm going to click on it and tell you. Dead baby pill smugglers report South Korean clamps down on traffickers of human flesh capsules. Oh, my God. South Korean customs officials said they are cracking down on operation that is smuggling in pills from China made from the flesh of dead babies, according to Korean media reports. 29 smugglers of human flesh capsules have been arrested after trying to smuggle 11,000 pills into South Korea from China while disguised as tourists, according to the Korean Times. Some put herbs together in a capsule so the customs agents cannot distinguish the unique smell and color of the human flesh capsules, a Korea Customs Service official told the newspaper. Others put the capsules in medicine containers to deceive inspectors. The pills, which are taken by people who believe they may help increase stamina or rejuvenation or by terminal cancer patients, are made of powder made from dried fetuses of dead babies, the customs official said to the Green Times. It's always that whole, you know, China-Korea thing. That's just not right. Okay. Yeah, these are smuggling from China. Who knows, you know, it's China. I actually have to admit, I've never heard a story like that. So they had, was it 60 Minutes? I don't think it was 60 Minutes, or was the other, it was 60 Minutes. They had these two pilots, a major and a colonel, I believe, who said they're not going to fly the F-22 Raptor. There's something wrong with it, that it doesn't fly right. And so to say they're jeopardizing military career is an understatement because, you know, they could get a desk job someplace, but they might probably wouldn't even get that. You know, they'll be just drummed out of the Air Force. So it's really weird. And then you had the thing, I have to say this honestly. Hopefully pilots are getting smarter and say, you know, I'm not willing to die to test drive some of these aircraft that don't have things worked out. Look at the number of people that lost their lives in the Osprey debacle. And that thing shouldn't be flying now, probably. And then before that, you had the people that were testing ground-hugging radar back, was it the F-15 when it first came out? I think it was the F-15. And that was the first plane to have ground-hugging radar. And it automatically senses, you know, the height and can go over hills and do the whole thing. How many people died before they got that figured out? 17 pilots died. 17 pilots died. How did you get number 3 to say, I'll do it, let alone how did you get number 17 to say, okay, I'll give it a try? They weren't test pilots. They're just regular pilots. I'm sorry. I just, no way. I'm sorry. No way. Okay. Then other things going on. New exhibit sheds light on Elvis's life, which I don't care about. Are U.S. race relations changing? And if you read Leonard Pitt's column over the weekend, you'd have to say no. Let's get on the phone today and say hello to somebody. Hello?
Yo, Mr. Bill. The F-111. FA-111.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was the FA-111.
Trailmaker.
Yeah.
In the time I was in Da Nang, down where it was cozy and we had air conditioning and electric blankets, we ran no fewer than 5 search and rescue missions for F-111s that were using their ground radar. I'm not laughing.
But here's the thing.
It's a tragedy.
Well, it is a tragedy because the problem is, you know, when you have ground-hugging radar, you're only flying about 100 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
And so you don't have time to do squat when it says I'm not working now.
And I wonder how much data there was for the other crews of FA-111s to study to find out, okay, is there something we cannot do that so it won't
see,
do that?
See, that's what I'm saying. This is why you get two guys now that say the F-22 Raptor doesn't fly right, and they're saying, the heck with you. I'm not going to go die to fly one of those planes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
I'm not going to advance the career.
I don't want to get into war stories, but I'll tell you real quick. I was reading in Vietnam, we had 20-millimeter cannons, and I was reading an ordnance publication, and what would happen is if the 20 jammed, we'd take a scrub broom handle, and we'd put it down the thing and hit it with another one and knock the round out.
From in front or behind?
From in front.
Yeah.
And we knock it out, and then we throw it over the side.
That's an explosive round, right?
Well, what happened was we had a guy. He was going to go home. He was showing the new boat crew the 20 millimeter, and he was instructing them, and the thing jammed. They did the thing. He picked it up, and it blew up next to his head and killed him. So I'm like, well, this is just completely sucks. And then I can't. So I started to. They have these things, but nobody ever looks at them. They don't find them. So I found an ordnance publication. And I can tell you it was 1918 was the name of the number of the ordnance
for that gun.
That said, if you are using high explosive ammunition and you get a jam, take the entire gun and throw it over the side. Do not try to clear it. So I'm going home. I take a boat crew out. I'm teaching them the boat. And sure enough, the gun jams because they always jam. They had a Sunbeam feeder that was a piece of poop.
Read that paragraph.
Yeah, and I said, okay, fine. And I threw it over the side. And so I got on the radio and said, come back in, Chief, because I just threw the gun over the side. Long pause. You what? I said, I threw the gun over the side because I had a jam. He says, you know how to clear a jam? I said, I know how, but that's how I'm clearing it because that's what the Navy says to do. So
that's how you never became a chief petty officer, right?
That's right. But no, but really, I didn't, and he was fuming when I got back.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I just said, here, I'll show you. And I made sure I had kept the thing, and I said, here, what does that say? He goes, well, this is a war zone. I said, it's not a war zone for me anymore. I'm going home tomorrow. Thank you.
Well, that does show a different light on the story.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So
I once read a regulation that I actually happened to have in my pocket at the time. It was during Friday morning rifle and personnel, and I read a regulation to the sergeant major, which said that corporals and above may have a non-eccentric mustache. And so, therefore, he shouldn't gig me 5 points for shave. And he smiled. And it wasn't 2 weeks later I had orders. See, I won. I showed him, boy. And I damn well had a mustache when I got there, too.
And the weird thing is, and here was the strangest part about our unit. I don't know why they were this way, you know. I mean, maybe they figured, you know, every time they told you to go up that crazy river you went. We had guys that had beards and mustaches and sideburns and hair out the yin yang. You know, they couldn't even get a regular military hat on, but it was okay because we traveled home in greens. But there was no uniform enforcement. The only thing you had to do was you had to wear, if the, what's his name, Zumwalt came down, you had to have doing a Purple Heart ceremony or something, you had to have a hat and a shirt. It didn't have to be your hat, it didn't have to be your shirt, and it didn't have to be any kind of hat or shirt, just whatever you could find. And actually had to put that on in order to, you know, go to the ceremony. But that was it. I mean, we just didn't have any rules. It was weird.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing because most of us had our clothes blown up by that point. Why in the whole wide world we had a military base, Dong Tam, where they kept our records, why didn't they have a big old Connex box and keep our sea bags in it? But they didn't. They made you keep them on the boat. What was the chance of those making through?
What happens when the boat
blew up? That's right. I mean, it's not going to last. So anyway, it was the weirdest thing in the whole world.
Yeah, I came home later than I had intended to, and so they had lost my sea bag in Okinawa, and I kept getting accosted by people at Treasure Island saying that's inappropriate uniform. You know, all I had was my camis.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only thing I had, and my boots ticked them off because you could tell by looking at them since they were brand new, they had never seen a polish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a sign of honor, man. Get away from me.
Well, I'll tell you what, you couldn't get a new pair of boots to save your life. But anyway, and I was going to tell you one last thing that was kind of weird. But anyway, it's just strange. Oh, I have to Wednesday, I speak to two high school classes about the Vietnam War.
Well, don't tell them everything.
Don't tell them anything that would make them not want to join up, I guess. But here's the thing. here's the first thing I
make a hell of a lot more money now.
That's true, but the first thing you want to ask is, now, I didn't ask the teacher, but I should have, and I'll ask him, are they going to be graded on this? Because if not, does any kid in high school care about the Vietnam War?
Yeah, as much as you and I cared about World War II. Well, actually, it was twice as long ago as World War II was when we were targets.
Yeah, but the thing was, World War II, you know, was a whole game changer, you know, and we grew up watching World War II
films,
you know.
Yeah. In fact, I like the Marine movies better, so I didn't join the Army. I joined the Marines.
No, I mean, really, we really...
They were bitching her in the movies.
We really did. We had tons and tons of it, so that was kind of interesting. But anyway, I'll find out. It'll be interesting on Friday. I'll come back on and say, here's what happened, but...
Cool.
We'll see what I and they got all that. They're putting that solar stuff in at the high school, which is really a cool idea, but I think it botches up the parking pretty good.
Yeah, but for those who have parking, it's shade parking.
Yeah, I mean that's really cool.
That's way cool.
All right. Well, thank you, Gary, for your buzzer.
Well, Mr. Bill,
and straightening me out on the F-111. That's the plane. That was it.
Yeah, that was the Widowmaker at the time.
All right, sir.
You're well.
Thank you. Don't worry. Be happy. Look at me, I'm happy. Ooh, 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 ooh. Don't worry. Be happy. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy. Don't worry. Ooh, be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. In the next 22 hours, our world will change, and we'll talk about it at noon on Tuesday. Until then, Eric Charles, be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Bye, 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 bye. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seemed to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right. And straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time touch you, you just travel inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more dance with you, my love? Or can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
cover of October skies. Allow the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. In all the night.
CBS News. I'm